your hands. What's the way you do it?
Well, nowadays they have prepared salt, and you can rub it on there, and it pulls the water and everything out of it in a hurry, and makes a mighty good ham.
What's in that salt?
I don't know.
It's really powerful stuff.
It
must be. Now that's what you call a country ham, right? Did you ever have a smokehouse?
Oh, yeah.
And would you describe that?
Well, you speak of that little house, smokehouse. Well, we generally always had a box. And you put a layer of salt in the bottom of that box, and then you go to laying these middlings in there. Well, then you're going to practically cover them middlings with salt again. And then when you get that done, well, you can go to laying, speak of the joints, that's the hams and the shoulders, you place them. And I like to bury them, can't see them.
In salt.
But now some people will just rub a little salt on there and sprinkle a little on there, call themselves sawing the meat down. Well, a lot of times they're going to lose their meat too. But if you got it covered in the right kind of salt, it ain't very likely to spoil.
Where does the smoking come in, man?
Well, when you let that stay in that salt 5 or 6 weeks. It'll be about 6 weeks.
And you covered the whole thing,
And it's buried in that salt that long. Well, then you take it up and wash it clean. Take a cloth and dry it off. And then when you go to hanging it up, just so it ain't catching up here in the smoke out. And you'll go to the woods and get you a little hickory sapling and cut it up a little killing stuff. And if, of course, if you got a wood blower in your smoke house, well, you'd have to get some kind of metal and put some dirt in it. Build you a little fire there. And then there's 2 or 3 days there that you got to be pretty close and watch it. Won't do for it to blaze up. It don't make a smoke. But if you got it on coals and it's just laying there smoking along, that smokes the meat. When it gets brown, you've got it.
How'd you get the air? Just enough air to get the coals to...
It'll just burn. Hickory burn pretty good. Little old splinter as big as my thumb or finger, you know. And lay them on a pile of coals. They'll just lay there and smoke principally and not blaze up. Sometimes you do it.
And what do you call that tough skin on the outside of...
Skin. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It spoke of as a rind.
That's what you call it. And if I were on the subject of things to eat, I'd like to find out more about things you made out of ground corn, cornmeal. Would you describe...